Due parole. L'informazione politica di Gemini Network.
Hello everyone, welcome to another transmission of Due Parole, broadcasted every Monday and Friday at 3:30. It's a collaboration between Radio Sherwood, Radio Sonar, Radio Grad, Radio Ciroma, Lodo Radio e Radio Matria. I bring to you two news items that happened on Friday, the 23rd of February. The first one I'm going to talk about is the police violence that went on during the protestations in Florence, Pisa and Catania. The police used serious force against pro-Palestine protestants that called for a ceasefire in Gaza and that called to stop the genocide in Gaza. In Florence, the protesters tried to enter the US consulate. The US is one of the countries that still actively supports Israel. The police stopped the protestants at the central square and there was certainly used violence. In Pisa, there are shocking videos going around in which you see that the police is hitting youngsters. The protestants state that the police did not negotiate with them, but directly started to use violence in order to stop them. Ambulances had to take away certain protestants with several injuries. Also, the protests in Catania didn't run very smooth. When the students tried to enter the main square, the police violently attacked them in order to stop them. After the events, Italian politicians immediately provided an answer. Giuseppe Conte, the leader of the movement Five Stars, posted a statement on X, also known as Twitter, stating that, "Once again, people protesting against the ongoing massacre in Gaza were hit by police. Worrying images not worthy of a country. This cannot be the response of a state to dissent." Also, Mattarella, president of the Republic, stated that the authority of the police force is not measured by trenchants, but by its ability to ensure security while protecting, at the same time, the freedom to express opinions publicly. With kids, trenchants express failure. Moving on to our second news topic. Therefore, we go to Germany, because some German lawyers filed criminal complaint against the Federal Security Council. The Federal Security Council directs the national security policy and authorizes exports of weapons. The Security Council includes the Chancellor of Germany, Scholz, and also other top politicians. They filed this complaint because Germany still actively supports Israel. They release Israeli hostages, they help with medical aid, and they send weapons. The Federal Security Council is accused of aiding and abetting the genocide committed by Israel. The lawyers that sued this Federal Security Council are defending families of two Palestinians that have roots in the Gaza Strip. One of which is Nora Ragab. She's a German migration scholar. She states that, "We, Palestinians in the diaspora, will not stand by and watch a genocide being committed against our families and our people. We will use all means at our disposal. Today, we aim to hold the German government accountable for its complicity in the genocide in Gaza. There's some civil society organizations that back up this case. For example, the European Legal Support Center and the Palestine Institute for Public Democracy. They state that the German state is one of the countries that has shown some of the strongest political and material support to Israel in its assault on the Gaza Strip and the Palestinians." The lawyers filing this complaint against the Federal Security Council, they point back to the International Court of Justice. Because in January, this International Court of Justice, they found that it was plausible, they stated that it was plausible that Israel was committing acts in Gaza. And by this, Israel is actually violating the International Convention on Genocide. And the lawyers that are filing this lawsuit, they state that since October, officials have incited the genocide with their statements. Also, the weapon export of Germany to Israel has increased in 2023 if we compare it to the other years. And it's not the first time that Israel has been accused of committing a genocide or that other countries are being accused of supporting Israel and by supporting Israel are actually violating the International Convention on Genocide. In December, South Africa filed a case at the International Court of Justice accusing Israel of genocidal acts. They say that as they signed the UN Genocide Convention of 1948, they are actually obligated to act because they also compare the events going on in Gaza with the apartheid. President Cyril Ramaphosa states that as the people who once tasted the bitter fruits of dispossession, discrimination, racism and state-sponsored violence, we are clear that we will stand on the right side of history. Unfortunately, the lawsuit against the German Federal Security Council will not be an easy victory considering the political climate in Germany. Germany always defends their position, calling it a moral position when they talk about the Palestinian-Israel conflict, in which they state that they will always stand by the side of Israel after the 7th of October, what happened there. But as the world witnesses the genocide going on in Gaza, Western countries keep on supporting Israel by sending medical aids, by exporting weapons to Israel. The top five countries supporting Israel at the moment are Germany, France, the US, the UK and Australia. But there are some positive movements going on, luckily. Pro-Palestinian protests all over the world. A lawsuit against Israel and countries supporting Israel. Also in Catania, there are students that occupied their school in order to address the genocide and ask for a ceasefire. Very soon, Radio Matria will also publish a podcast on this called Ragazze Spedalieri, in which they interview these students. And I think it's very interesting to listen to, so I invite you guys to also have a look at that. But unfortunately, we do see that population is prohibited to express their opinion. We can definitely talk of an endangered democracy. The voice of a big part of the population is being neglected, while in reality it is a fact that Israel is committing war crimes. Look at the violence that happened against the protesters in Pisa, in Catania, in Florence, as I said earlier. Also, if we have a look at the Sanremo, Gale, who was rebuked after his statement against Israel. And afterwards, Rai publicly stated that whoever expressed their opinion on the Israel-Palestine conflict would be disqualified from the competition. Can artists no longer use their stage to fight for what is important for them, what is important for the world? And do we all have to become puppets of the state? Also, did the Italian Minister of Education put out a statement in which he warns students that whoever commits acts in which they state their opinion on the Israel-Palestine conflict will face serious sanctions. Western countries keep on neglecting the voice of the population. A final quote to end this broadcast. Guterres, the General Secretary of the United Nations, stated that the grievances of the Palestinian people cannot justify the horrific attacks by Hamas. Those horrendous attacks cannot justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. I am Merit. Thank you for listening. This was a Due Parole for this week. Thank you so much. See you maybe another time.
Due Parole. L'informazione politica di Gemini Network.